Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Yud Ches, Chulin 18, says Rav Huna. On today's Daf Yomi on Yud Ches Amin Aleph, Rav Huna discusses the laws about the requirement for the Chacham, for the scholar, to check the knife before the slaughter. So says Rav Huna, Hai Tabacha, this butcher or a butcher, De lo sar sakina kamei chacham, who did not show his knife to the Torah scholar before he did the shlita, misham tinan lei. What we should do to such a scholar is we excommunicate him. And says the Rashba, that is, even if he did it only one time, that he didn't show the knife to the scholar, we are supposed to excommunicate him. Rava says ma'abrinale, that we say he can no longer return to his work, and he's no longer able to sell his meat. So first of all, this idea that the butcher who doesn't show his knife to the scholar is excommunicated, according to the Ritva, this is only said about a person who slaughters as his profession, who does it on a regular basis. But somebody who does it for themselves is not required to first show it to the scholar. And the Meiri brings that some of the ancient authorities said this only about a butcher who intends to sell it to others, because there the concern is going to be machshilas aravim. The other people are dependent upon him, and they're depending upon him for serving kosher food. So therefore, it's deeply problematic if he doesn't show it to a third party to check. However, the Rosh writes that the reason that today we no longer show it to the Chacham, and the Rosh writing in the late 13th century, is because in their days the butchers would basically do it by themselves, and so therefore they needed to show it to the Chacham. But today we have the practice amongst all of the Jewish communities that we no longer believe any butchers, and we always have people in charge of the shechita, and so therefore the sages were mochel on their kavod. They gave up their honor because they recognized that there's a whole industry, a profession of people whose job it is to slaughter properly and who know all the laws, and so therefore the concept of showing it to the chacham, according to the Rosh, even in the Rosh's time, is something that went away, and so therefore the Rosh says, well, we have to be very careful that the person who shows it to the Chacham must show it to a Chacham who has tremendous Yirah Shamayim and fear of heaven. And the Rabbi writes that if there is a Torah scholar who is shechting by himself, he doesn't need to show it to the Chacham. And also the Rabbi writes, and Rabbi is writing in Germany in the 12th century, that the butchers who are experts, there's nobody better than him in the city. So he doesn't have to show it to a rabbi. He is the equivalent of the rabbi in these laws. Also, we've seen two things. One is the obligation to put this person, this butcher, in excommunication, and that means that under such circumstances, according to the way the Merome Sada explains it, that is for 30 days. And after 30 days, if he has forgiveness, he's allowed to come back. That is the first approach, the approach of Rav Huna. But what Rava is saying is that we remove him from his job and says that we cannot allow him to do it again until he does a complete repentance. And so therefore, it's a much more severe law. And furthermore, Machrazino Nabisre de Trefi, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that we declare that his meat is no longer kosher, and even the meat that he had sold in the past, v'lo pligi, and that Rav Huna and Rava are not arguing. One position, the position of Rav Huna, that we just excommunicate him, is where b'shenimta sakinu yafa, that's where his knife is found to be good. He just didn't show it to the Chacham first. However, the approach that says that we remove him from his position is kam b'shelonimta sakinu yafa, where his knife was found full of defects, then we remove him from his position completely. So comes along the Gemara, Ravina says, what are you talking about? Hechad lo nimta sakinu yafa, if we found that this man was slaughtering with a defective knife, what do you mean we remove him from his position? We have to do something much more. We should take his meat and literally and rub it with manure so that nobody would ever eat it. That even to an idolater, he's not allowed to sell it. And the way the ritual explains it is that this was not meant literally, but it was just saying that we don't even allow him to sell it in the marketplace. And because it's considered to be like like Aver Min Achai, that if the knife yanks the animal and it's so cruel to the animal that the animal's not being killed according to halacha, it's like the animal was the limbs were ripped out while it was alive, and so therefore we do not even allow it to be sold in the marketplace. The Gemara concludes with a story. This little piece concludes with a story that Hahu Tabcha, that there was a butcher, Delo Sar Sakino Kameh de Rava Bar Chinina, that the butcher didn't show his knife to Rava Bar Chinina, and so therefore Rava Bar Chinina was Shamte. He excommunicated him, Ve'abre, and he removed him from his position. And Achriz Abisri de Trefa, he said this man's meat was treif, and even in retroactively it couldn't be eaten. But yet, what happened was Ikahu Marzutra Rav Ashi Legabei. But then Rav Marzutra Rav Ashi came to the Rabbi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Bar Chanina said, "You know, I knew Rabbi Bemil say the Tavu Be Tafla." He felt bad because he said he had this butcher has young children, and so we want to try to help him. Can you see if you can find a reason to allow us to allow him to bring him back and let him serve as the butcher, because they wanted to have compassion. So Batka Rav Ashi Lasakine Venim Tosiyafe. So indeed, they found that the knife didn't have defects on it, and v'achshrei, they allowed him to slaughter again. So says Mar Zutra to Rav Ashi, don't we have to go back to Rav Bar Chinina before we allow him? V'lo shmar asaba? He says no, because shlichusei kavdina, and he appointed us to be his deputies. And we see from here that we have to go the extra mile to allow a person to have a path back, even where the whole community is depending upon him for kashrus. Still, they went out of their way and they were aggressive in finding a path back for the butcher with the faulty knife.